Light FM 104.7, 1570 AM WVTL. We welcome Mark Capone to the program, who is a local auctioneer and antiques dealer, but he might get a slot on cable television in a reality show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. How are we doing?
Okay. So what's the deal here? You're in negotiations, as they say, with A&E Cable Television over what?
Well, right at the moment, they're considering me for a position. They have a television show called Storage Wars. It's an auction show where they auction off storage containers that people have defaulted on. It's in its first season now in California, and the producers had contacted me because they're looking to come out to New York and do it as well, and they've been interviewing and auditioning people, and they seem to kind of like me, so it looks like maybe I might be on TV soon. We'll wait and see.
Well, that's great, but I must say that this is kind of like, it's not exactly flying over my head because I did read about it in the Recorder story, but Storage Wars, I mean, we're talking about a reality show about auctioneers and people with stuff in storage.
It's kind of like a discovery type of thing. They auction off the containers or the units, and they do some kind of they do follow up with the people that buy the containers, and they look to see what was inside, treasures or trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hence the suspense and how the people get mad or not mad or happy or.
Yep, they get a little spiteful with one another, and they keep on bidding each other up because they're hoping the next one is going to be the one they want, and they're trying to deplete the other guy's money, and it's a pretty interesting show. I've been watching it since I've been informed about this, and I've actually been watching it show after show. They have little marathons on A&E.
Of course, reality shows have just taken over the TV. I mean, and the one that's really big now, or I don't know, maybe it's fallen from grace in some ways, is Jersey Shore. And as you point out in the Recorder article, Jersey Shore's popularity to some extent is fueled by the fact that the people on Jersey Shore are, like yourself, Italian Americans. You're hot right now.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, not only that show, but like the Cake Boss show, there seems to be some demands for us Italians on TV. We're animated and fun, I guess, and so I'm very excited because it's kind of nice to get this type of consideration, especially, you know, out of the blue. It's not something I had put an interview in for or anything like that.
And unlike Jersey Shore, you won't have to take your shirt off to do this show, probably.
I hope not, because that's going to cost some money.
Now, also, I didn't realize, I might have heard about you, you know, you've been around, I think you ran for office, we've had you on about that, Mark Capone, yep. You have a place on Division Street, Capone's Tool Vault, but I thought you were a local guy, I mean, that shows you what I know, but I was reading the article about you, you came from somewhere else, you came from Long Island up here, right?
Yep, I transplanted up here just about 10 years ago now, and I came up here shortly after 9/11, I bought a house in the city, and the city has been amazing for me. So I've been trying to reinvest every effort and dollar I have back in to keep people, you know, interested in the city and young entrepreneurs. There's a lot of young entrepreneurs in this city. The city really welcomes young people that are trying to make a difference. So it's been a perfect fit for me. I really love it here.
Okay. Well, that's good. In fact, you've done what my co-host Dave Green talks about all the time. Is, you know, he's often in his, he works construction and such, and he runs into a lot of people who fled New York City, really, after 9/11.
Yep. I used to work in desktop publishing, and we had a hard time getting proof work back and forth to editors from the island to Manhattan. So they kind of slowed down the workload for us, and then it was kind of it was a chance for me to start making decisions on what I was going to do to, you know, start my life up and do something that I was going to enjoy instead of just the humdrum of whatever came my way for work. So this is something I'm doing with a lot of passion, and it's been a family business for a long time. So the auctions are kind of new. I always did antiques, but it's fantastic. I love it. It's a perfect fit for me.
Now, Mark Capone, Amsterdam auctioneer and antiques dealer down on Division Street, is talking to A&E Network about being part of their reality show, Storage Wars. And you say another plus you have is you brought your mother with you for this.
And
you and she argue a lot, and you think that'd be good video.
Yeah, we get on each other. I don't know if we argue, but we like busting each other's chops, you know. We both know where our hearts are at, so we have a lot of fun. The crowd really beats into it, and they play it up as well. So, and we're hoping that's something that maybe the producers like as well, because a lot of the auctioneers, they have their wives or an employee help them. Kind of not too often you see a mother-son team, and especially a big dopey Italian guy that's always talking back to his mom and getting yelled at by his mom. It's a fun dynamic, you know.
Yeah. So I wish you well. If you have room for an old bald radio host, well, just keep me in mind too.
I certainly will, Bob.
Yeah. And that'd be something. But can you, now you say you just started doing auctions. I mean, so in storage, let me just see if I grasp it. I think the storage wars, you got people bidding on what they don't know. It's like a storage container or something, or one of those.
Yeah, it's a blind auction, basically. People, they'll open the auction, open the door to the unit. People get a quick moment to kind of look but not touch anything, so you get to see, you know, kind of what's in there, but if there's boxes and boxes and stuff, every one of them could be a treasure trove or just be a box of trash, so you don't know. That's kind of the excitement, because a lot of people are just working off of hunches of what they see. They try to lay out in their mind, who's the person that put this in? Why is this stuff here?
Right.
Why did they default? You know, so there's a lot of weird different innuendo in there, and which makes it a lot very exciting, you know?
Yeah, really stupid question. I mean, this is something the show wants you to do, but have you done this before? I mean, have you auctioned off?
Yes, I've done a couple throughout, like, the Albany area. I think, in general, they're looking for people that are auctioneers that they feel that they can draw some excitement from, that have like a personality to them, not just that you've been in the business doing the storage units. So I have some experience there, but mainly I think they're looking for somebody that's gonna, you know, have fun with it, and I think they have their finger on me at the moment, so I'm hoping that's the case.
Now, I don't want, I'm not having you audition here. I mean, they're not listening now. Who knows, though? But I mean, what do you sound like doing an auction? I mean, can you kind of fake an auction for us here, or do a little?
Fake an auction? Well, anybody could come down to one of my auctions on a Thursday evening, but Bob, if I was going to sell a little airtime for you, I'd at least want $100. $100, $175. Bob, would you give me $10? $10 for an air spot?
Yes, I would.
$10's good. $15 there. $10. Everybody go $15.
$15.
Bob,
$15.
You're the winner.
Wait a minute. I think Jason's bidding, too. You can't see him.
Well, I lost that bid, I guess. You know?
All right. Okay. Well, Mark Capone, best of luck. I hope you get on the television. And it's the show is called Storage Wars. Mark Capone at Capone's Vault on Division Street, correct, in Amsterdam?
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
Okay, and we do sell advertising. I'm glad you realize that. Okay.
Thank you, Bob, so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. How about that? He escaped from the city, came up here. News at 9:30 with Jason Aiello and Daniela Balata. This is Rupert Holmes. I was tired of my lady.